Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's the Friday show. Hopefully everybody's ready for the weekend, having some fun. So this is about fun. So the article, or I shouldn't say the articles, but I do have an article that talks about fun a little bit and having fun, and that's why we're here. But I was thinking mainly about, about dead people. Having messages that are about fun, that kind of inspire us to go out and enjoy life more and, you know, seek things out in our lives, not just to sit home and worry about our problems, but do things, get out there, have some fun, right? So if you want to get a message from your ancestors on how to make your life easier, isn't it all about making your life easier? Don't you want messages that help you to make your life easier, to enjoy your life more? And so ancestors, famous dead people, whoever it is, I'm having fun with that concept. I think I've mentioned yesterday, I talked a little bit to certain dead people. Yes, famous people. And well, who were they? I don't know. It doesn't matter now. They kind of flipped out of my head. So today I have a message, but let me give you a quote, one of the Abraham material. And then I do have a message. I'm trying to tap into famous, well-known people, and maybe they have a brief message for you and I and everybody altogether. And if there's somebody that is in your industry that you want to tap into, let me know. That's what it's all about. Let me know who you want to listen to, get messages from. Now, it could be your ancestor. It could be your great-grandmother. It could be your aunt. It could be somebody. But let me know. I don't know till I know who you want to talk to or who you want to message from. And as I mentioned, well-known people, they have experienced all that we have experienced and know a lot about us and can give us advice. So let me give the quote. And this is the Abraham quote from 1999, April 11th, 1999. It's from a workshop that was given by the Abraham Group, Abraham, in Silver Springs, Maryland. You never get it done, and you cannot get it wrong. Life is supposed to be fun. You are creator. You are a focusing mechanism. And you are here as in an environment that is very conductive to that. When you get hold of an idea, play it out for the pleasure in it. I love that statement. When you get an idea, hold on to the idea. Play it out for the pleasure in it. What do you get from? What's the juice? What's the enjoyment that you get from this concept? And I got a message from a famous person on that, so we'll get to that in a minute. If you are doing it for any other reason, you are not connecting to source energy. Now, if you're not familiar with the term source, call it God, source energy. Spirit likes to call itself, or that divine nature, all that there is, likes to call itself source. Because it is the source of all. And that's what it, so if you use the word source from source energy, source, then you're really describing what some people like to refer to as God. Okay? So we get in the habit of using the word source, source energy, being connected to source. It has less of a sting to it. You know, the word God has, when you think of God, you think of certain things, and sometimes that can be very negative, depending on your upbringing and your spiritual background, right? Okay, so what's the main thing from this? Hold on to it. Hold on to whatever you're doing. Make a pleasure out of it. As my mother used to say, whatever it is, make it a game. Make it fun. Play. Whatever you're doing, make it play. So go talk to some dead people. It could be family members. It could be famous people. I do have a message, and I was kind of tossing this around this morning, and I have some articles for you too. But who did I want to connect to? And I got Thomas Edison came in really strong. For some reason, Thomas Edison. I have no idea. I'm not a big Thomas Edison fan. I remember seeing some movie documentaries on Thomas Edison and and all of those people back then, and how he had a lot of problems. He had a lot of problems. He was ripped off by J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan? Yeah. And, okay, well, we won't get into all that. But so what did he have to say to me? And it was about imagination. And I'll try to give you the, let me see if I can tap in back into him a little bit, and let's see if he can have a little bit more to say about that. But it's about imagination. It's about, here, well, I'm trying to give you the exact words. What you imagine, you can create. Visualize, imagine. Excuse me. Oh, sneezing. Sorry. Uh-oh. I'm allergic to something in the neighborhood. Uh-oh. Ah, maybe. Oh, it's the incense, I think. I burn the incense. I think that got to me a little bit. Okay. Back to Thomas Edison. Visualize the outcome that you want. Whatever it is, visualize the outcome. What do you're trying to achieve? What does it look like? What is the outcome? You're actually working backwards. You're seeing what you want to, what the finished product will be. Now, sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes you don't know what it is, but at least start with something that you want to accomplish. Because sometimes when you get there, it may have gone off in a different direction, and you may have end up with something even better. But you have to start with the end result. What do you want it to be? What do you want it to do? Like the light bulb. The idea of the light bulb was, well, you have glass and you have gas that's burning inside this, and it lights up the room, or kerosene. So why not harness the power of electricity to do the same thing? Why not take electricity and have that same result, that same end result, where you light up a room inside a tube, a bulb, a glass enclosure, so that it radiates light to the room? So that was the starting point was, oh, I wanted to do this. Instead of using kerosene or gasoline or anything that's flammable, wanted to use electricity to do that. So could see the end result. So then you go back into the process. Okay, this is the end result. This is what I want to accomplish, whatever that might be in your life. And now you use imagination. Now you tap into powers greater than yourself. Then, as we would explain it to you from the spirit world, you meditate on, you focus on the process of where you want to go. Maybe you have some ideas already of how to get there. Maybe you have some concepts of where you want to go. But listen, pay attention. Be open to the steps to get there. Now, you may have training and you may have background as an engineer, or you may have background in whatever area of your life that will lead to that end result. But you still have to pay attention. You still have to focus on the steps. And as from the non-physical world, we would say to you, we know where you're going. We know the steps. We have played it out already for you. In the non-physical world, we have constructed the solution so that now we will give you the steps to get to the end result. So imagination, focus, meditation, quiet, journaling, whatever you do, you will get the result because we will show you the steps to get there. Now, you might think it's in your own mind. You might think, well, yeah, I came up with some great ideas and this is how to do it. But actually, you're being inspired. You're inspired by something greater than yourself, outside of your human capabilities. Because if you don't have the answer, if you don't have the solutions, you need to get the solutions from those who have already solved the problem and worked out the steps to solve the problem. And that's what we're all about. In the non-physical world, we have worked it out. We have come up with a solution. We know where you want to go with the problem, and where we know what you imagine So we'll give you the steps to get there. All you have to do is pay attention, to be quiet, quiet the ego down a little, and listen. So that's our thought about imagination. Imagine where you want to be. Imagine the end result. What is the end result? Like the light bulb. What is the end result that you want to achieve? And we'll work with you to come to an end, to get the steps. Now, we may think that, oh, the end result is not going to be exactly the best way to achieve what you're trying to achieve. So we might steer you in a little different direction. So the end result may not be exactly what you thought it was going to be, but we will guide you into an end result that's even greater than what you thought or what you imagined. So allow us to work with you to do that. Okay, that's my message from Thomas Edison. So work backwards. Figure out where you want to go, what you want to accomplish in life. What are you trying to invent, or what are you trying to achieve? What is the problem you're trying to solve? And then spirit has already worked it out, which is kind of a nice thought. They've already solved it. They holographic way, they've already solved the problem. They know how to solve the problem. They have worked together, and I get it, as a team, to already solve your problem. That's part of their job. That's what they like to do, is solve our problems for us. Give us the insights. Now, they're going to let us do certain things ourselves and make some mistakes, but for the most part, they'll give us guidance on where to go and how to get it done. That's the role of spirit. Think about that. Anybody else, any famous person you want to get a message from? That was the Thomas Edison kind of thing today, about using your imagination and letting them fill in the steps to get where you want to be. Okay, wow. My sinuses are gone crazy. So let me move into some articles. Some of them are fun. So we'll get into a fun one. Let's do something different. Let's not get all serious today, you know. Okay, so it's about coffee. The truth about coffee. That's a kind of an interesting concept. How many cups of coffee does the average person drink daily? And I believe the answer is 3. Aha, that's correct. About 3/4 of us drink coffee. About 75% of people drink coffee. Did you know that? The rest of them are tea drinkers or water or whatever, or beer drinkers. Who knows what they drink, right? And more than half say that they drink it every day. Experts aren't sure what the health risks are, if any. If you drink too much coffee, that's why most suggest you stop at 2 to 3 cups. And that's what my doctor said, too. So, which has less caffeine, ground coffee or instant coffee? Now, if you're with me and you want to comment in the chat room and you think, oh, yeah, it's this or that, you can. I'll give you a second to do that. Okay, so we're having fun today. If you join me later and want to talk to dead people, and if you want to talk to a famous person about a question or issue in your life or about humanity, do that. I just gave you a message from Thomas Edison about imagination and using your imagination and working backwards from your imagination, which is kind of different. You know, sometimes you stumble down the road, but working backwards works. So let me get into the rest of this about coffee. We're having some fun. This is a fun Friday. Let's do Friday fun stuff. Let's don't get all that serious, right? Okay, so what was I going to say? Where was I? I don't know. Oh, truth about coffee. So which has less caffeine, ground coffee or instant? Less caffeine, and I believe it's ground coffee. You're incorrect. Ooh, ground coffee has about 150 milligrams per 5 ounce of it's made, if it's made in a drip brew pot. The same cup made in an old percolator would be about 80 milligrams. Remember the old percolator, you know, the little thing? What was it? Oh, some coffee who kind of bragged about their percolation. Was it Uban? I don't know. Something, a little percolator. One of those coffees. Instant coffee doesn't brew as long. That's why it has about 65 milligrams of caffeine per cup. So your regular coffee grounds that you put in your pot and let the water drip through it actually has more caffeine. I haven't seen a coffee percolator in a long time. Have you? No, not in a long time. Where did coffee first come from? South and Central America, Hawaii, or Africa? Now I'll check back with you guys and see if you have any questions or if you want anybody to talk to somebody, some dead person. But I think the answer is Africa, if I remember correctly. Yes. Of the 25 or more major species of coffee plants, all of them are native to the tropics of Africa, mainly Ethiopia. Did you know that? Did you know coffee comes from mainly Ethiopia? I didn't know that. Okay, get this. Rose, coffee plants are related to, I'm going to check back. I promise I'm just having some fun with this. Coffee plants are related to roses, gardenias, or berries. Which one? Roses, gardenias, or berries? And I believe it's berries. Then let me, gardenias. Oh, see? I think I read this a while back and I forgot all this stuff, so it's kind of fun. They don't smell the same, but they both smell good. Coffee is the biggest cash crop in the plant family called Rubiacadia. It's a big clan with more than 6,000 species. One member is the fragrant flower gardenia. Rubiacee. Okay, that's the grouping. Okay, let me check back with you guys. Oh, I got a caller. No, coffee didn't come from Jamaica. Ganja comes from Jamaica, but not coffee. No, ganja. Well, okay, ganja is not home. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. Where does ganja come from? You know what ganja is, right? You guys, you're hip on that sort of thing, right? But not coffee. As it said, comes from Africa. Okay, I have a caller. Then we'll get back to the coffee and we'll have some more fun. We'll talk to more dead people. Yes. I got somebody commenting on something. Yes. I love the word. The comments are yes. So let me take a call while we're doing the yes things. Yes and no and hello. LOL. I thought it was LOLO, but who knows, right? Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. Who am I speaking to?
It's Holly from Seattle.
Holly from Seattle. What's going on, Holly from Seattle?
I've been looking to try to buy a percolator, and I can't find one.
That's a good question.
I don't want to use the plastic coffee makers because you heat up the plastic. Your water goes through a heated up plastic, and I just think, and I want a percolator because it's metal.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, there's some on eBay and stuff, but
I don't know.
I definitely want to buy one.
I'm doing plastic free. The coffee little coffee thing comes up at the top, and you see the little bubbling coffee. Right?
I'm old enough. I remember those.
You're old enough. Yeah, you're not that old. You must have seen it. You must have seen them in an antique show, right?
No, but when I was little, they had them, my parents.
Yeah, my mother had one of those. I remember that. So, okay.
But I totally want one.
Oh, one of the people in the chat room said they found one.
Where?
Gemini Moon said she found one. I just found one. Okay. So maybe she'll write down where she found it. Aha. So, hey, ask a question, you find them, right?
Yeah, because I'm totally switching.
Switching. Okay, so what else? Is that it? That's it? Good for you.
No, you know I'd like to have a message from dead people.
Oh, she said Home Depot.
Really? That's fascinating. Yeah. A coffee percolator at Home Depot.
Go to their website and see what you find, okay?
Yeah, I will later.
Yeah, so dead people. Which dead person?
Jesse James.
Why, Jesse? Why would you want to talk to...
I don't know why that came out.
Are you a gun person?
Not at all. I'm afraid of guns. No, my brother's name is James. My brother's name is James, so I don't know why I just...
Now, which Jesse? The alive Jesse James or the dead Jesse James?
The dead one. He's more fascinating.
You know who the live one was married to Sandra Bullock, right? The car guy? Yeah.
But his real name was Jesse James?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, I thought that was
if your last name is James and your parents can go, let's be crazy and let's name him Jesse, right? Yeah. Okay, sure.
That's
hilarious. Let's just mess up this kid's life and we'll call him Jesse, like Jesse James, right?
Yeah, I think I saw Jesse James's grave in, I think it's in New Mexico or somewhere out there.
Is it? I thought it was in Kansas or Missouri or something like that.
Wherever it was, we stopped by and checked it out.
Okay, let me see if I get a message. Let me see if I get a connection with Jesse James for you. What would he say to you?
Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I had a past life with him.
You could have. That's why you thought about it. What I'm thinking, what I'm kind of getting is the message that is, you're a bit old for this in the sense that the message in general is don't let your childhood mistakes compound themselves where they lead you to a road where you can't turn back from. That was my history. My childhood mistakes went too far. And as I got further and further down that hole of the childhood mistakes and the anger from my childhood, I never could turn that around. Now, for you who are alive, and even if you're a little bit older, don't let your mistakes and your anger compound themselves so you get into a dark hole of life where you can never return from it. So the message is for humanity, never let yourselves get that angry and that upset and that dark and that fearful that you can't return. Because once you start down that path of anger, once you start down that path of playing out your anger and playing on your anger, you may get into a cycle that you can't turn around. And that's what happened to us. We got into that anger. We got into that dark hole of anger, and it compounded itself. And then we got pleasure from the anger. Expressing the anger became pleasure, and that's not where you want to seek pleasure.
Wow.
That makes sense at all? Do you get the point?
That's huge. I mean, I don't think I'm going to go down that road, but that's a huge
message. No, but I think this is a general message. But we all can go down that. We can all go down that road to some degree. If, let's say, well, I think what he's trying to tell you in that, and I kind of get the follow-up, is that it's anger towards other people, anybody in your life.
Yeah.
If you become angry at somebody, you can get into that dark spinning hole where you end up being violent towards that person, if not killing them, at least never forgiving them.
Oh,
and that poisons you as a person, so that what you're doing is poisoning your soul in the earthly form so that you never can return back to being balanced in life. Okay? That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay? That's the message. Don't go down that road. Don't forgive. I guess the message is always, when you get upset with somebody, always forgive them. Always forgive them.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to it. Because if you don't forgive and if you get angry, you're going to go into a dark hole that you may not return from. Wow. Okay. Got it?
Cool. Got it.
Okay, go on Home Depot's site and see if you can find a percolator. Let us know.
I'll go look. All righty.
Something about New Mexico. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, no, it's MM State. No, Missouri, I think. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, have some fun.
I'll look
have
that
a fun
up
weekend.
Too.
Okay, have some fun.
Right, bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was an interesting message. I think that's appropriate for all of us, isn't it? Don't go down that dark hole of anger. And I guess what he was saying is it starts in childhood, that anger that you never return from, and then you start playing it out, and it affects other people, and you never forgive. I think the point he made, too, is that when you start to express that anger, it starts to feel good. Because you're releasing some of that energy, that anger, but you're doing it, that feeling in a negative way, and it does release some of the pressure. Violence releases some of the pressure, but you've gone down a really dark road to get there. Okay, well, enough of that. Ooh, let's go back to coffee. Let's go back to coffee instead of dark roads and negativity, right? Well, okay, so that's a good message for all of us. Learn to forgive. Drinking coffee may lower the chance of gallstones, type 2 diabetes, and both. Gallstones, type 2 diabetes, or both. And I believe, well, my answer would be both, yes. Too much coffee can lead to a faster heart rate and higher blood pressure. More and more, though, it seems your daily cup of Joe could be good for you. Coffee with caffeine, not decaf, can prevent gallstone disease. For instance, regular coffee drinkers have a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So you can drink your coffee and have your sweets, right? You know, kind of balance it out. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to go out and have a Danish with my coffee, and then I won't get type 2 diabetes, and I won't get gallstones, and I'll be a happy camper. I might get a stroke from the high blood pressure, but that's okay, right? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So you have to take your high blood pressure medicine first. A grande coffee. I guess a grande would be a Starbucks term. Which one's a grande? Is that the biggest one? I think the tall. And what's the next? A grande is like either the biggest or the biggest, or I don't know. So let's just assume it's the biggest, right? Coffee at Starbucks. I don't know. Which one's a grande? Starbucks. I know the tall is a small one. You know, it's like order the wrong. I always want the medium size, right? Right. So which is one? Okay, well, we won't do that. See? Okay, we got answers. You guys are cool. I love you guys when you give me answers to questions that people have. Missouri. I thought it was Missouri. Wasn't I right? See, that's why he told me Missouri. That's funny. Okay, so let's get back to the Starbucks question, or the questions were kind of related to a Starbucks thing, right? So the grande coffee has much caffeine as how many cans of cola? 1, 3, 5, or 7? What do you think? 1, 3, 5. I'm going to say 3. That seems like a reasonable amount. Uh-oh. I'm wrong. Uh-oh. Now, think about this when you're going to go out for a soda, a cola, like a Coke, right? More is more when it comes to caffeine. More is more when it comes to caffeine and coffee. That grande of 330 milligrams of caffeine, compare that with 47 milligrams in a can of cola. So the answer is 7. A grande has about 3 times as much caffeine as a normal cup. A grande, that must be the biggest one. Okay, has about 3 times as much caffeine as a normal size cup of coffee. So those who get their big giant coffee, I had a friend once. This is like, you know, absolutely crazy. Talk about a buzzed individual, my friend. I worked with him, so, you know, he was young. He wasn't ready to blow up yet, because I think if you do this too much, you'll blow up. He would get, like, a grande coffee from Starbucks, and then he would get 2 shots in it of espresso. Can you imagine what that would do to you? I mean, really, seriously, you'd be buzzing for days, right? But not him. Well, he'd buzz for a while. He'd be running around the office. What? Okay, so, you know, just know that you have to be careful with the caffeine, because the caffeine, do you know caffeine helps with headaches, especially migraines? I bet you didn't know that, but it's true. It does help, right? So we got the Jesse James and we got the Thomas Edison today. So who else do we want to get some message from? Okay, anybody else? Remember there was a drink called... Oh, what was it called? Oh, man. Oh, it'll come to me. Tab. Remember Tab? I think it was put up by Coca-Cola. Tab had a lot of caffeine in it. I remember buzzing on Tab. You know, you get a couple cans of Tab. It must have had a much higher, much higher concentration of caffeine than a normal cola, because it would buzz like big time, right? Okay, back to the article. I know we're having fun today. I thought Friday, let's lighten up a little bit. If there's anybody famous that you want to get a message from other than Jesse James or Thomas Edison, we already talked about. Okay, so every year the average American drinks enough coffee to fill a swimming pool, a bathtub, or a wading pool. You know, you can see the sizes, a swimming pool, a bathtub, or a wading pool. Now, I would say a bathtub. For some reason, a bathtub, aha. Now, think about this. Your basic home tub holds 24 gallons of water. That's almost exactly the same as 24.1 gallons of coffee on average each American drinks a year. So, you think about it. Fill up your bathtub, 24 gallons of water. That's how much coffee an average person drinks a year. That's a lot of coffee if you think about it. But it's over a year. It's 365 days. And if you divide the 24 gallons by 365, or roughly, it isn't that much, right? It's a lot of coffee flowing through you. Like, imagine with a straw and fill your bathtub up with a bathtub full of coffee, and you got a straw and you got to suck it all in. That would take a while anyway. Okay, I like this one. This is a cool article. The next question, because this is the big controversy. What's the best place to store your coffee beans or ground coffee? The freezer, so you freeze it. The refrigerator, the counter. So just on the counter, you know, room average room temperature, in the refrigerator or the freezer. I'm going to guess. I'm going to give you the answer. Aha! You'll never guess. Anybody want to guess on that one? That's the freezer, the refrigerator, or, oh, I have a caller. I'll be with you in a second. I'm having fun. Freezer. No, okay, we got a freezer. I always thought it was the refrigerator. I always believed it was the refrigerator. Shug Knight. I know you're talking about the wrapper, right? That's what you're talking about, right? Yeah, that's right. But the answer is the counter. It's room temperature. The best place. Let me read the article in here. And I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. We're having fun today. Okay. Just make sure it's dark, cool place, and an airtight holder. Glass or ceramic are good. Moisture can make coffee break down. So neither the fridge nor the freezer is the best home for it. So it's the moisture. It's not good for coffee. So if you put it in the refrigerator or the freezer, it's going to get moisture. If you have a lot of coffee, it's okay to freeze. Put it in a small, airtight plastic bags to keep it fresh. Don't refreeze. I don't drink that much coffee. I mean, that would be a lot of coffee to store, right? If you want to put it in the freezer, because I have coffee, and I keep it in the container and in a cool place. Yeah, I think I read this somewhere before. Okay, so the counter in a nice sealed container where it's dry and cool. It's the dryness that's the most important thing. What do you think about that, huh? Interesting stuff. So we're all about coffee today, but we're also talking to dead people too. Okay, I got a caller, and then we'll get back to our rapper friend here and see what he has to say. If anything, if I can tap into that energy, I don't know. Hello?
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 Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. What's going on?
I just have the day off, so I'm listening to Blog Talk. And.
Okay, so you haven't listened to it. So any dead people you want to talk to?
Yeah, sure.
Who? I'm didn't mean to step over your words. Go ahead, explain it to me one more time.
I said I'm open to anyone that is around.
Yeah, he's on your father's side of the family. On your father's side of the family. It's a relative. It's not a famous dead person, so you don't get Socrates. I'm sorry. No Socrates for you. Father's side of the family, male energy. Two generations back, or whatever that be, like a great grandfather kind of guy, right?
Yeah. I often hear from my grandfather, but I don't know anything further behind him.
Nope, that's your great grandfather. He's around.
Okay.
They're all together. They're all sitting around the table going, "What is Anne doing today? I can't believe she's doing that today." You know. I'm giving you a bad time. But yeah, you know, they do that. They kind of go, what are you guys doing? Why did you do that to yourself, right? Why did you do that? You know better than that. But they understand that we're human and we do crazy stuff, right?
Sure.
So specifically for you, let me see what I get, because I'm playing a little bit. It's a Friday play day.
Right.
I get the word milestones for you, milestones, that you're reaching a milestone in your life.
Right.
Okay? It's the picture I get, the image I'm being shown, is like you're climbing a mountain. I don't know what you're doing in your life, but you're climbing the mountain. But you're just about ready.
Sure.
You're just about ready to plant the flag and slide down the other side. So you're ready to slide. I mean, slide and have fun. Go down the other side of the mountain where it's going to be woohoo time for you. So you're hitting a milestone in your life soon. Okay? It's time to slide down the mountain. I don't know where you're at in your life and what you're doing, but that's the energy I get around, and that's what I hear for you. It's about that time. Good for you.
I am. It's been like a hard 10 years of this climb, I'm ready.
You're going to plant your flag really soon.
Great.
Let me put it this way. See, I'm sensing about 2017. It feels like just before spring. So that's late March or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where doors will open up for you. Doors will open up for you. Okay? You've been preparing. You're trying to batter yourself or in like a battering ram to get through the doors, but that's not working. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
You can't do that.
Well, it's more in my head.
Yeah,
I don't battle with other people. It's just battle with myself.
To get where you want to go, it's like a fight. It's like a battering against the door to get where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have to, because it's going to be easing open for you next year. Easing open for you next year. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like March, somewhere in that time frame, late winter, before early spring. Okay? Got it?
Okay.
Yeah, your great-grandfather, what are they saying to you? Let us push the door open. You don't have to fight it. Let us push the doors open. Good for you. You'll get it. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, what about anything about this fall then? What should I focus on October, November, December?
You.
Okay.
You. Focus on you. Focus on your own self-healing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like the cat that licks the wounds.
Uh-huh.
You need to lick your wounds right now. I don't know why I get that, but lick your wounds. Take care of you.
Okay.
Take care of your diet, whatever that means. Whatever that means to you. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Sometimes licking their wounds is important, isn't it? So what are we doing next? Okay, I got about 6 minutes left. Anybody else have a dead person they want to talk to, or a family member? Sudge, how do you pronounce it? I don't know, Knight. What would he say to me or you guys? What would he want to say to you guys? Oh, he's chuckling. He's chuckling. He's saying that from that presidential debate, I get nasty women. That expression. He's chuckling about the expression nasty women, that he's known a few in his life, and he respects nasty women. Women who are powerful, women who get what they want in life, women who go for it, women who don't let men intimidate them and get in their way. He's chuckling away going, yeah, you need that. Women, you need to be that nasty woman at times. You need to get there. You need to take care of yourselves. And don't expect any of us or men to take care of you. You are what that is. And it's okay to be that. Nasty being in you assertive. And it's nasty is a reverse term, what other people would assume you to be, but you're not really that. You're just assertive and taking care of yourself. And supporting yourself emotionally, financially, and spiritually. So be that. wear that badge with pride, the bad girl pride, because the bad girl can get what she wants in life. And I'm sensing a little attitude there, a little bit of attitude, that he's expressing a little attitude, that it's okay to have a little attitude at times, to go for it, to be that. Especially women, you got to have attitude sometimes, because the world will get you. Okay, so let me hear another part of that, because that just feels like that's pretty heavy, and I don't use the word dark, but, you know, kind of too assertive. What else is he saying about attitude and women and being that assertive woman? A woman can also be a woman who does it with love, because you can be assertive and loving at the same time. You just don't let people run over you. That, because love does not allow yourself to be run over. If you love yourself strongly, powerfully love yourself, you will never let anybody run over you and take advantage of you, because the love comes from you first and extends out to the world. So when we say being that nasty woman, it really is about strong love for yourself. And then you exude that love, exuberance of that love out to the world, because you become assertive and you express that love by achieving what you want. And by expressing yourself in a very strong manner, you also assist others around you and show love to them. So there is that love mixture in here with that assertiveness, which is really strong for women to do. So love yourself. And by loving yourself, you can be assertive. You can take care of business. You can be that nasty woman. Okay, that's the message. Boom, done. We'll leave that one alone. That one, we'll let that one go. I don't know what you guys think of that one, but I think that's really cool. And so you asked me for somebody like that, and that's, because I saw this guy chuckling. I mean, I know what he looks like, and, you know, and presenting himself like he looked like in a human form, kind of laughing, going, yeah, I could see that. Women, you got to do that stuff. You know, you got to be that way. You can't let people run you over. Because men, and I know men, I'm still channeling him to some degree. I know men, and men will run you over if you let them. So you can't do that. But you can do it with love, and you can put them in your place, their place, with love. Okay, I'm trying to get him out of my head now. It's like, go away, leave me alone. I don't want any more of your messages today. That's fun, though. Yeah, just laughing away at that whole thing about the nasty woman. Yeah, okay, so what are we doing now? Did I finish the thing on coffee? I don't know. Is there any other things? What's the best way to protect your teeth from acid in the coffee? Brush right after drinking. Use a straw. Rinse your mouth with tap water. How about brush right after you drink? Wrong. Rinse your mouth with tap water. So if you drink coffee, the best way to protect yourself, your teeth from the acidity, if you brush your teeth right after drinking coffee, you could hurt sensitive surfaces. Better to rinse your mouth with tap water. Wait a half hour to brush. Don't swish the coffee around in your mouth or use it using straw. This makes the coffee hit your teeth faster. Yeah, sucking coffee with a straw, right? I mean, anybody do that, really? Okay, I only have about a minute left. Coffee has more antioxidants than fruits and vegetables. The answer is correct. You get more antioxidants from coffee than you do, except give up the fruit, you know, forget about it. It drinks more coffee if you want your antioxidants, right? Oh, that's like some people are rolling in their grave going, no, it's the fruit and vegetables. Drink your coffee. Forget the apples, have some coffee, right? Okay, enough of that. We're having fun. I never thought of that one. You get more antioxidants from coffee than fruits and vegetables. Wow. That's an interesting scientific. You'll look it up. Find out for yourself. Test that one for a while, okay? Well, it's been fun. Friday's been fun. Got some messages from interesting people, dead people. People like Jesse James and that rapper. I don't know. That's kind of different, isn't it? So we'll try some new ones on Monday. We'll see. You guys can think about this. The regular listeners, think about that. Who would you like to hear from? And it might help you. They're giving messages that could help you, because usually if you're asking the question, you need the help, right? You need their information for you. So I love you guys. Give some love this weekend to somebody, to everyone. Give some love to everyone. Give some hugs to everyone this weekend. Bye now.